Ancient and Venerable Sea Shanties. And the name of his new record is By the Rising of the Sea, Shanties for a Time, and from that you heard The Rising of the Sea. And the last thing you heard was a love song from Abby Gardner's new record, Dobro Singer, Only All the Time. Yes, indeed. Donna Perula doing the title track for her new record, from her new record, Bang at the Door.
It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I wake up to a rattling sound. Guess key don't fit the lock now. And he keeps shaking the doorknob around. He keeps shaking the doorknob around. Bang, 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 bang at the door. Bang, 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 bang at the door. I said, stop all your banging. You don't live here no more. Don't you remember? We've been through this before.
Calling, you're gonna drive yourself crazy, and you know that it's true. It's making you wild and blue,
wild and blue. It's no wonder. Look at the things that you do. They could just take you up yonder. You're already wild and blue. In somebody's room on the far side of town, their mind's all made up, the shades all pulled down. Someone is...
RCT, Pittsburgh.
Everything that happens in this universe has to be the way it is. Things happen the way they should. It's all the same number. What are the odds of that?
You happy with your life? Don't you want it all?
Said that would happen right when it did. Where's our dog?
We don't have a dog.
Do we go backwards again?
Everything you said would come true has.
I changed something. Erased something.
We're not meant to be here.
Life sometimes goes like you don't expect it to.
What did you do to me?
Turn it off.
Hello, this is Chris Thomas King from New Orleans, and you're listening to WRCT in Pittsburgh.
Possession is the motivation, messing up the whole damn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut. Everybody now trying to make it real compared to what?
Thank you.
Sample.
Hey, this is Karma Auger.
Hey, this is Julian Corio from the Corio Auger Sample Trio, and you're listening to One to One, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Call me again.
Leave home, girl. 1970, Electric Lady Studios, Jimmy's pride and joy. This is something that he had built up with his own sweat and blood, with money that he had earned on the road. This was his new home. This is his place where he can go and create and feel free to express himself any way he wanted to.
Here comes Dolly.
I think Dolly Dagger is a wonderful example of where Jimmy was at that particular time. You can hear the funk of that guitar. That's going to drive the track, because the original guitar track, which is this, is just a scratch, but now we got the meat.
Electric Lady provided us a place where we could, it was our laboratory. It was a place where we could go in and experiment.
Interestingly enough, what we're doing, he's using his original lead guitar that was cut as the basic track. That's the new, that is the lead guitar. He never replaced that. However, he did add extras. A super clean one, which goes along with...
There was thought of implementing or going in certain other musical directions, which made a lot of sense.
Get along, get along, get along.
And in true 70s fashion.
Heavy mama.
Heavy mama, get it on, get it on.
Get along, get along. Dolly.
But what a great blend of vocals. Jimmy sits perfectly in there. He knows exactly where to put his voice, what pitch, where it should sit with in relation to the Ghetto Fighters. Masterful.
We went in and we were free to create and create to our utmost.
And the great Steve Winwood quote from Billy. So solid, so reliable. He's Jimmy's anchor. This man is just fantastic.
When Billy came into the band, properly, if there's such a thing, as a three-piece unit, it gave me a lot more freedom. And I just started to feel incredibly happy.
I think it's a very cool balance of power between Mitch's newfound funkiness, if you will, integrated with his jazz feel, and Billy's solidness down below, keeping it all tied together. And the fact that they communicated very, very well, the three of them.
She's satisfied till she gets what she's after.
I think Dolly Dagger is a great example of Jimmy's new sound. And I think he was very excited about playing this live.
And some of the new songs, yeah, we just played them, say, the one time, or just had the rough ideas of them in the studio. And it was using the stage to actually build them up and try them. And it felt good for that.
Here comes Dolly. trying to shoot his dust on the sun. Captain Comic kiss and then on the run. Oh, winds of love to the Avatar's Dolly Brown. Better get some highway and clear out of town. Here comes Dolly Dagger. Her love's so heavy, gonna make you stagger. Dolly Dagger. She ain't satisfied till she gets what she's after. She drinks the blood from a jagged edge. You better watch out, baby, here comes your master.
Retire and don't have to worry about my children, because this is a hard world. Don't nobody give you nothing. You have to work for it. Right?
Right.
So I'm blessed to be able to beat up everybody. So I want to beat up everybody until I can't beat them no more. If I can go 10 more years, I'm going to keep on doing it.
Good. Most of your poems, like the one you spoke a few moments ago, are funny. But you've written one about your own people, I think at the time of the Attica prison riot. It's a serious poem. You have certainly very serious moments, as you've shown us tonight. Could you, before we go, just say that poem for us?
Oh, this poem explains the Attica prison. You heard that over here when all the black prisoners were shot, and just before they held some white hostages, and they said they would cut the throats if they didn't get what they wanted. And the word was, well, if the throats are cut, then shoot and kill everybody. They found out during the autopsy that the throats were not cut, they just shot them for nothing. The trigger happy policeman, and that Rockefeller gave word 10 minutes or so, if they don't give up, I think it's the way it went, open fire. And one black prisoner came out to speak to the warden, and he said, you have 10 minutes to surrender. What's your reply? Are we going to come in shooting? And the black prisoner came out, poetic poem. This didn't happen, but this is what I wrote. He said, better far from all I see, to die fighting to be free, what more fitting end could be? Better surely than in some bed where in broken health I'm led, lingering until I'm dead. Better than with prayers and pleas are in the clutch of some disease, wasting slowly by degrees. Better than of heart attack are some dose of drug I lack. Let me die by being black. Better far that I should go, standing here against the foe. Is there sweeter death to know? Better than the bloody stain on some highway where I'm lain, torn by flying glass and pain. Better call in death to come than to die another dumb, muted victim in the slum. Better than of this prison rot, if there's any choice I've got, kill me here on the spot. Better far my fight to wage now while my blood boils with rage, lest it cool with ancient age. Better violent for us to die than to Uncle Tom and try, making peace just to live a lie. Better now that I say my sooth, I'm gonna die demanding truth while I'm still akin to youth. Better now than later on, now that fear of death is gone, never mind another darn. They opened fire on them, but they died telling it like it was.
You have understood, well, the riddles of the ages. Yes, and you have understood the universal mind. You have placed your footprints on the everlasting sands of time. Yeah, so tell me why can't you understand that there ain't no such thing as a Superman? There ain't no such thing as a Superman. Was on the Nile. You went to see great Egypt fall. It fell down to the ground. Yes, and you was out there on the corner when being cool went blind. Are you alone? Understand that if we're gonna win, we've got to get together. Together, be together, stick together. So tell me why can't you understand that there ain't no such thing as Superman? There ain't no such thing as a Superman.
In the sky. Hi, this is Kenny
and Amanda Smith from Nashville.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Should lose. For me there'd be no sunshine if ever we should part. Cry, cry, darling, That's what I do, 'cause you're the one that's in my heart. That's in my heart.